Good morning. How are you guys this morning? You're okay? Good. I have a question for you. Are you ready? Are you rich or are you poor? Wealthy. Good man. I asked one of the little girls this morning and she said, I'm poor. And I said, how do you know? She said, because I don't have my own room. Yeah, we put a lot of stock in being rich and poor. And so today we heard this wonderful story about two people. Do you remember the name of the first person? The poor guy? Remember his name? Lazarus. Lazarus didn't have anything. He was a poor guy, and he used to just lay at the gate of a rich man who shall remain nameless. Lay at the gate, hoping that someday the rich guy would leave some crumbs for him to eat. He was so poor. He was so poor. Thought y'all had fallen asleep for a second there. Wait a little bit for that. He was so poor that the dogs used to come and lick his sores. Does that sound fun? Nope. Guess what? Just like everybody, they both died. Bummer. Now, where do you think the poor guy went? Heaven? In the bosom of Abraham? Or the other place? Heaven. That's what the story told. Where do you think the rich guy went? Well, he died and he went, that's right, I hope they buried him underground. He went to Hades where he was tormented. Now, this is a story that's trying to teach us a lesson. It's not about rich people being bad and poor people being good. This is about what happens when you only think about yourself. So there the rich man is down there and he sees old Lazarus way over across a chasm, hanging out with Abraham, and the rich man's not having a good day, and he says, Father Abraham, can you send Lazarus to put a drop of cool water on my tongue? And Abraham said, no, can't be done. Can't be done. And he says, because, you know, you received all these great things in life and Abraham and Lazarus didn't have anything. You're exactly, where's your water? And so then the rich man, hanging down here in the low place, sorry to put you all in the low place here, says to Abraham, well, Abraham, at the very least, could you send Lazarus or a spirit to my five brothers? Because I sure don't want them to end up here. And Abraham said, no. Because you already have all the information. They know everything they should know, Abraham said. I think it's not a story so much about being rich or poor. I think it's a story about what we love the most. And the rich man loved money and wealth and eating out and all of those kind of things so much that he never could see Lazarus, who was right at his own gate. He was right there. I'm sure you, I mean, as young people, you know sometimes we adults don't see you. I, like, tripped over my kids all the time. Oh, look, I have children. They just couldn't see him. I think God is reminding us in this story to keep our eyes open, to not be so in love with wealth or fame or sports or any of those things that we no longer can see those who God also loves. That's the great chasm that we see. And so always remember that God gives us a spirit of joy and love and gives us everything that we need. Everything that we need. That's how we're rich. Yeah, because God has already given us all we need. And then we get to look around and see how we can love and help others. Let's pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for Lazarus, for the unnamed rich man, for Abraham, and everything, but mostly God. We give thanks for your love that helps us to see others in their great need. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. You guys can go back to your places. Thank you.